SuperTube is brought to you by SuperPicks. Play for free, win for real.
SuperTube powered by SuperPicks. We're back yet again for another episode. And if you're wondering at home, why the mics? Well, that's because we are also available on Spotify. That is SuperTube doing what it does best. So you catch us on Spotify as well. And there's a couple other platforms that we are also available on. But for the time being, we're here on your World of Champions. And I say we because, as you can see, I've got everyone who's back here. And I want to start, before I introduce everyone else, I want to start with Babalwa. Because the last time we saw her, she was making the right decision in supporting Kaizer Chiefs in the Soweto Derby.
No, she wasn't.
Temba.
But I understand you had a bit of a struggle trying to settle on a Premier League team, and then you made the worst decision. What happened?
In your opinion?
No. We all, it's.
You're attacking me, but you're introducing me at the same time.
Attack.
Welcome
wow.
to Super
all
Tube.
In one. All in one. Welcome to Super Tube.
Thank you. In my opinion, I didn't make the worst decision. I made the best decision, but my team flaked last week against Real Madrid. But I am happy to be on the city side of Manchester, United.
The wrong side.
I had to pack my supporter kit, everything, and it's still honeymoon phase up in Manchester City.
But to be honest, can we be honest? Anyone who can pack their bags and move to another team was never a supporter.
Was never a supporter.
You were a fan.
Welcome to the show.
No, this wasn't a fan. Okay, wait.
Why are they attacking you?
Yeah.
It's because you made the wrong decision.
No, because they're Man U supporters.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's they?
Kemba.
No. Supporters, yes, I'm glad. Because you were a fan.
No, but then...
It's okay. They don't even remember the last time they won.
Exactly.
No. Someone needs to check up on Teko.
Okay, guys. Teko's
still upset.
Number four.
He's upset. We'll call you four. Okay. Today, it's in Biza 4.
But guys, this wasn't about Manchester United in the first place. So, as Luleni Gelab.
Sorry.
But anyway, congratulations, Manchester City. You've got your fifth supporter in the world. Now, we go straight...
It's fine. It's okay.
Let's go straight into our talking points. But firstly, Temba Boy is back.
Yes,
Mpho Letsolonyane is back. Donna is back. We haven't seen you in a long time.
No, I was not here last week on the first.
Why weren't you here?
It's busy.
Bogupi.
I wasn't booked.
Okay, all right. We got some of these guys sort of thoughts about the DStv Premiership last week. Yeah. I know you guys have been doing spaces as well on Twitter about the DStv Premiership and where it is at the moment. Just quickly unpack where the league is at the moment. We know the champions, but for everyone else, what's left?
I think what's most interesting is the relegation zone. I think that's where TS, Galaxy, Swallows, FC, Baroka.
That's dead done.
Yeah, Baroka and other teams. I think they're not safe as well. You look at Chipa. You look at Maritzburg as well. So there's a lot of interesting games that needs to be played, because I think they still need to cancel each other out.
Yeah.
And you can see any draw, any victory there changes the lock itself.
Yeah.
So I think that's where the most interesting part is. But I think on Twitter Space on Monday, that's what I think the most conversation was about, that the relegations, because we know the champions have ripped it up very quickly.
So we're saying, Guti, it's almost as if it doesn't even matter anymore. They've become so irrelevant because they've done the job.
Yeah.
And now, between now and the end of the season, all that remains is you know, relegation battle
and the Champions League spot.
Yeah. And the race for the Champions League spot. Before you actually come in, we have to. Yes, you don't have a cup in front of you.
I don't have a cup.
We've got a special cup for
Give
you
me the
today.
Cup.
Just look under your table. That's where you get your cup.
There we go. Wow.
Congratulations. This is Temba's cup.
This is what we're doing.
You are deserver. Guys, if you're deserving, you get.
Call me Biggie Smalls.
The reason being, why about Nick Cup and Fanam?
I'm batting Biggie Smalls and done.
No one said that. No one
okay,
said
but wait.
That.
Why is my cup so small?
Because, Nji.
Okay.
Continue.
As I was saying, in the last 10 years, what
was. Please speak into the mic.
Oh, wait, what is interesting. Thank you, Stormzy. the last 10 seasons, 7 of those have been dominated by Sundowns. Outside of that was with Chiefs. The last 10 years, the same team has won the league. That is scary for me. How do you then progress a league that is clearly on life support right now?
Oh, is that what you think the DSTV Premiership is on life support?
No, it is. Because you can have, I think it was the second time in the club's history that they finished off with few games to spare. Mm. Last time that it was 5, this time they did 4. So they keep breaking their own records. Somebody needs to step up and be like, okay, look, hi, I come back. Can we do something about it? I don't know if they can.
Mm, okay. All right. Let's go to the top 8. I mean, it's not really as much of a race as perhaps we'd like to think it is. SuperSport United is in there at the moment. I think Mosiko Kuni are just outside looking in. But it seems as if for AmaZulu, it's been a good recovery because, you know, if they continue to pick up points, they're going to finish in there. Not as bad a season as perhaps we thought it might be for Suta, especially after the departure of...
I was about to say that the introduction of Brandon Trutta has sort of breathed new life into the side. So it seems as though they are turning the corner. But at the same time, let's not forget, Golden Arrows are also looking good at the moment. And they might
top
actually...
Top 8 spot as well.
You know what I mean? They might finish in the top 8 spot. I'm loving the two young coaches. And what they're doing, you know, the fact that they are giving the youngsters that opportunity to express themselves even on the field of play. So perhaps we might see Golden Arrows also getting into that top 8 spot.
Breaking
so,
even, really?
If
Arrows finishing in the top 8, that's breaking even for them.
Like,
but I think last season they were better than they were this season.
That's true.
Because I think defensively last season they were solid with coaching Ngazi there. And one would have hoped maybe there's a little bit of continuity with the team. Because once you have that solid team, you want to also continue, probably maybe push as high as you can. Because also at the end of the season, you're also getting paid according to your position. You understand?
It's all about the money. You
know what I'm saying? So manje, it's what I like about the conversations that we've been having is that Champions League sport.
Yeah,
I think all previous years it's always been about top 8. Now everybody now is interested in playing in the Champions League sport, and I think that's the conversation that I love having, because once you see different teams playing the Champions League sport, it makes South African League, I think, a little bit better, because now not all the players that are playing for that club will be able to be exposed in the national team. So as you're getting exposed in the Champions League sport, you know, it can only grow as a footballer, and that's what you're expecting with AmaZulu as well. You know, but it's unfortunate that they didn't. But you can see Uguti, there is some kind of identity. You can see exactly the way they want to go. It's just that unfortunate that they had to lose the coach, but still with Brandon Trutta, that's why they could actually recover, because the experience is still there. You know.
No, you know, and I mean, I don't want to always give credit to Sundowns, but you have to give credit to them.
What do you mean? You don't want to wait?
No. For just how exciting playing Champions League football has become in South Africa, because now that race for second,
they made a thing.
The reason for that is because, you know, Sundowns, what they've done over the last 5-6 years has shown us Uguti, if you are serious and you're ambitious enough, you can play at that level and be comfortable at that level. And one of the teams that are fighting for that, Babs, is your team. Kaizer Chiefs. I say fighting because you're there fighting.
At that time.
Wow.
No, have you left them as well?
No. Listen.
She's a bona fide fan.
Lazi,
she has left Chiefs as well.
In the great words of modern day poet Chris Brown, no, they ain't. Not loyal.
No. But I will agree. I mean, they're not that far behind with Cape Town City. So I do believe, and it's the top 3 so that goes into the Champions League.
Just the top two.
So what about the third?
Well done.
Okay. Well done.
But wait, I mean,
it is Confed Cup.
It is. Yeah. I was gonna say. Yeah. But then, I mean, they're not that far behind, and I mean,
do you think they can do it?
It depends.
Be honest.
On
the Dinyan. The Dinyan. Be honest.
Depends on us.
Hey, when you know, we have Dolly that misses penalties. So I can't tell you.
Yeah.
But it will be interesting to see which one of the two actually make it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, anyways, the battles with the, you know, Sundowns. I mean, and then
everyone else.
So,
what then comes to mind when it comes to that CAF Champions League, Confed Cup, playing on the continent overall, is what Donna had raised in the Twitter space. It's all good and well to say gun for that, you know, spot to play on the continent.
Do you have the depth
to be able to not only be competitive on the continent, but also continue to be competitive in the league as well? As we've seen with AmaZulu, they were competitive on the continent, but then they dropped.
So on that note, very quickly, of the teams that are fighting for the second spot, Cape Town City at the moment, Royal AM, Chiefs, Pirates. Who has the best squad to compete?
It has to be Orlando Pirates.
You say Pirates.
I think currently, right now, Orlando Pirates are best placed. Maybe They need a couple of they need a couple of additions to add something different, particularly when you travel away to Africa, where Pepra is not gonna work. Maybe they've worked him out. You need another striker. Perhaps they can go change the way you're gonna play. Maybe perhaps go plan B, crosses in the box. They don't really do that too much. And what's interesting with Chiefs, you guys were saying, for me, I don't think Chiefs should be focusing on Kev, and I think right now they just need to
rebuild,
find their identity,
but then find who they are.
No, but look.
But also they haven't had consistency.
They haven't had consistency
in terms of the man at the helm.
Are you guys Chiefs fans?
But I'm just saying, if Chiefs rebuilding was a baby, this baby would be walking right now.
Wow.
Okay, maybe let me ask you guys, which team that which team has improved the most this season
of all 16 teams?
All 16 teams.
No, but I mean top 8. But we can extend it down to the bottom.
I'm gonna go most Cape Town City.
It's Cape Town City.
Cape Town
it
City.
It has to be, no?
It is when, Cape Town
and
City.
Royal A.
When
oh,
teams,
I was surprised.
But Royal A.
But when you're looking at them being Bloemfontein Celtic last season.
No, but it's like you say GTM and Gallants.
No, but okay, that's a very good question. I'd also say.
Okay.
City.
City. Town City. Yeah.
Because when Titka took over, they were barely trying to make the top 8. Yeah. Now he's trying to fight for Champions League.
Yeah. But also that January break actually worked for them.
Yeah.
Because now they started being good this year.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
This year only, because they haven't lost a game. But last season they were struggling. They were struggling to, even whenever they're traveling, they will probably lose or something
or
like
draw,
that. There was no consistency in them in the first round. So I think that January break, it actually helped Tinkler to be able to, you know, find his formation. And now it's also better now because of he's so brave enough to even put up not that and apparently kick it outside.
Yeah.
So because he's really, really found his team, now he's in charge now. So I think that January break, it actually helped me. I think it's one team that actually benefited from that.
Since they're unbeaten, what, 13 since they started?
They are the only side this year in 2022
they're doing an absolutely
amazing
job.
Yeah.
Really, really fantastic job.
So they could possibly...
their best place.
Yeah,
I think their best place.
The yeah, their best place.
I wouldn't be surprised at all. DDC.
Yeah, yeah.
DDC. There's a lot of happening there as well. I think last week that you confirmed that Orlando Pirates are no longer in
place.
So it's what?
Stellenbosch down Supersport. Guys, and we need to talk about Supersport United. I think Thabo September, I tip my hat off to what he's done with that young side. Because traditionally Supersport has always been a top 4, top 5 side, mid table. And then right now they're on a 6-game unbeaten run. In fact, they've equaled the most amount of wins consecutively in the DDC league. They are this as well as Pirates, who did it earlier in the season. So it shows you the kind of form that they are currently having right now, storming across the finish line. So it's not how you start, it's how you finish. Pirates, they were on fire for most of the season, but it's now embers, you know, charcoals at the end. Like, it is what it is.
But you need the embers to bright the fire. To bright the meat,
To
light
stuff. Strong, and then your begging yama is like small. Maintain it.
Wow.
So based on your expert opinion, very quickly, who is going to be crowned champion?
Stellies. And we also have to really give great credit to what's happening in football in the Western Cape. We spoke about Cape Town City. I look at what they're doing, reserve league feeding into the senior side. You look at Stellenbosch, how they have a program to find the best of the best players and then feed them to the senior side. So there's a link between the junior side and the senior side. A lot of players do get playing time, a lot of players do train with the side, and they are planning for the next 5 years. And I think the Western Cape football is going to be on the up.
Okay, so good shot to Cape Town City. Good shot to Stellenbosch and the DDC as well.
Where do you go when you've given your all but you know you're not finished? You go to the next level. The 2021-22 Premier League, next level, on the one broadcaster that brings you unbeatable football.
Now we have to talk about the Premier League. I don't know why you're laughing. Actually, I'd also be laughing if Manchester City was going to be the champion of my league.
I actually wasn't.
I mean,
laughing.
They probably will be, but like it is a laughing matter.
I wasn't laughing.
It's okay.
I was chuckling.
It's okay. It's
okay. Okay, chuck.
I was chuckling.
It's still advantage City, even after Liverpool's hard-fought win against Aston Villa. So, Donna, just how confident are you guys at the moment based on the fact that Champions League and Clue Lashem?
Yeah, you just had to point that in, eh? No, but I think what's happening within Liverpool and Manchester, I think it's very interesting because these games, as I said, they're not show games. Anything can happen.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because whenever you're watching Liverpool as a City fan, we are mean. Yeah, well, you're hoping that something happens. Yeah. You're hoping for a draw. And as a Liverpool fan, when you're watching Man City, you still the same thing. So that's how interesting it is. So the pressure is on. For me, and I was always, especially after the loss against Madrid, I was just worried as to the mentality of the players, how they're going to bounce back.
Come back.
Oh boy, they did.
I was confident on that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I actually predicted 5-1 for that.
Oh, for Super Picks?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was 5-0.
Yeah.
So you could have won a million.
No, you could have won 30,000. Anti-gold.
This is a prediction.
You know, Lozzy, I have a question. Mm. Liverpool, Man City running away with the league the last 3 years or so, it's been quite evident. What do the other side, what do the chasing pack have to do to catch up to those two sides?
Just run your clubs like football clubs. Just run your clubs like football clubs.
So you're saying Chelsea it currently right now is a circus? Are you saying that
Chelsea have had their own issues?
Yeah, they with their own issues.
With the ownership and the whole.
Yeah, so I think Chelsea have had too many issues administratively for them to actually have been competing.
And if you're and with Chelsea, I mean we've all been sort of big admirers of what Abramovich has done since he's come in. But the thing is, if your club's fortunes are so closely tied to their owner, then I don't think you're being run properly. There should be
Manchester United there should be
let him do his own thing. Yes, he's the owner, but what he does should never ever interfere with the actual football playing on the pitch.
Yeah.
And because of what's been happening with, you know, Russia and whatnot, look at what's happened to Chelsea. They literally are, you know, a shadow
They've been trying to get rid of the guy for years, though.
You know what I mean?
They've been trying to get rid of him for years. So now it came like a perfect time for like, okay, Magahab.
Yeah.
But you're actually right. But also, I think for me, next season also it's going to start affecting Chelsea because now we don't know whether the new owners are going to come in and like look at the budget. They're like, okay, guys, now we're going to deal with budgets. So all these players that you're paying high salaries and they're not even playing. So now you look at the best players as well, they want to bounce. Everybody wants to leave at Chelsea. So now it becomes a problem because as a big club like that, you need to be attracting good players. You want to compete in a Champions League space, you need to be attracting good players. And with this, actually, destabilize the team. So it'll be very interesting to see how Chelsea will be able to bounce back because there were also conversations and rumors of the coach as well wants to bounce. So he actually came out and said, no, I want to stay at Chelsea. But if the right offer comes through, we don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. No, that's a very good
City
point.
City have just signed Haaland.
Bruh.
No, I want to talk about
it. It's not even needed.
No, let's talk about it.
I want to talk about that.
Let's talk about it.
We don't have to.
Let me just say.
We don't have to.
It sounds like a good move.
What?
And no. It sounds like a good move.
Yeah.
And I know that he can be a key, you know, striker for the team.
Mm.
You know, I haven't seen him play that much, so I can't say.
Mm. Okay.
So he's ready to add.
He's ready.
I am behind the decision because why? I am a City supporter.
I have an interesting take on it.
Yes.
Pep traditionally has not had a striker, a number nine, over the last couple of years. Now he's getting one of the best number nines in the game, young guy. How is he going to fit into his side? That's what I'm most interested in because City have been playing with a false nine. Yeah. Whether it's Jesus, whether it's Gundogan.
No, don't mention Jesus, please.
Oh.
Because you can't walk on water.
But what is interesting is the Haaland signing, for me as a City fan, it looks like Pep might have a different approach next season.
Next season, yeah.
Style of play.
Yes.
Because if you look at after Aguero left, I thought Jesus is going to be the main striker, but he resorted to playing false nine. Everybody played that position.
Started playing him on the right.
Everyone.
Gundogan,
De Bruyne was playing false nine.
Sterling, everybody played in that position. So now, if he has now an out-and-out striker, that is not a target man. That is uses speed.
Yeah.
That therefore, he might actually try and play differently because... Also, you must also see Liverpool are so dominant in having speed up front. So with Man City, because we're failing to just, you know, the last hurdle.
Mm.
There is a problem somewhere.
Does Haaland give them the Champions League?
No, let me tell you this, because he all we need right now, it's probably maybe a 20 plus goal.
Yeah.
From one
striker,
person.
Yeah.
Because everybody else scores. So that's what we need. And you look at the way we struggle in Champions League, whenever De Bruyne goes out or he gets injured, that's why Grealish was so important for him to be signed. But now Tata forever to fit into the system.
He's working on a map of his side.
And Pep has realized that we can't really, really depend on one guy to actually, you know, win all these things, especially the Champions League, where it's so difficult. So now with Haaland, of course, he's the prospect. Everybody wants to sign him. But I think with him being in the side, it actually changes how Man City is going to approach the season next season.
But with that said, the fact that Man City is not doing well in the Champions League and the fact that all these millions and millions keep being spent every time to give Pep that creme de la creme in terms of his squad, that pressure of you are winning everything else except the one trophy
that is the Champions League.
Doesn't that now give pressure on not only Pep but also Haaland to come in, slot in as quickly as he can, so that they get?
Hence, I ask the question: does Haaland give them Champions League?
No, but the thing is,
because they're not buying him for the league.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but for Haaland to be one of the best players, he needs to be in a side that will give him that opportunity to be right. And when you speak of a German people that are very, very strong in terms of attack, it's him and Lewandowski. So if he comes with the goals that he scores in Borussia Dortmund and bring them into Man City with all the creativity that is happening around, he might even score more goals. He might not be the answer for us for Champions League. He might even get to Champions League, maybe score less goals.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, the attention now from the defenders, from the opposition side, it's going to be spread around, not just on one person. So now that's what we need, because of a league, it's totally different, because we know who we're competing against. We're competing against Liverpool. The rest, they're competing for other sports. There,
wow.
Yeah, Nina, boy.
Oh, wow.
But how well do you think you're going to fit into
It'll be very interesting actually to see, because he's a very different type of a player. And he
is physical.
Holistically, if you look at it, he doesn't fit into that system. So it'll be very interesting to see Uguti, what is it that he's going to do as for Pep tactically to fit him into the system. Does it change? Because if you look at it, when Sterling came, a lot of players, when they came to Man City under Pep Guardiola, they were playing one position. Now everybody plays different positions. So it'll be very interesting to see how Haaland will actually be fitting in different positions for different.
And very quickly, we are sort of running out of time. I think you mentioned pressure with him coming into City. I think if it was a City team that was maybe sixth trying to break into the top four, it would be a different kind of pressure. But it's a City team that is more than good enough to actually win the Champions League in the first place. And now he's just coming into a team that is going to win the Premier League.
Yeah.
A team that we expect to next season be one of the favourites for the Champions League as well. So for him, it's just Dota, Wena, just score your goals.
Question.
That's all you need to focus on.
I'm looking forward to the post-match interviews. Have you heard that?
yes, I have.
If Pep does
if
Pep does not win the Champions League while at City,
was
it a failure?
Cancel
it.
Cancel
culture. It was a failure, never.
It is, 100%.
He wasn't brought in to win the league.
Okay.
Easy. Okay. As we're closing the segment, very quickly, Premier League, City.
What do you mean?
Yes or no? Are you guys winning
his
the
answer
title
already, man?
Why are you asking me that?
Why are you asking
me? Are you guys winning the title? What are you asking me?
I want to be confident.
Are you okay?
Around
yes.
This?
Yeah. I'm gonna say yes to City.
Yeah.
Yeah, ball.
That's
standard.
Unfortunately, Simo.
Ah, love seeing sarcasm.
Who's ready for another chunk of Champions League?
UEFA Champions League on SuperSport.
UEFA, 36 teams.
There's 36 teams now. That new rule.
When is it from?
That's going to work for
next season.
2024.
That's going to work for
why?
Man United.
It's for Man United.
The team I left to be able to compete.
It's because
with the
guys,
team.
Big team.
Because there's a difference.
No, I'm a big team. You make plans for Buffet. You move the world for big teams.
Honestly,
we make provisions for
this. Do you think Man United can ever come back?
They will.
Yeah, no, we will. Yeah. I think we will. Yeah. No, we will.
In 10 years.
10 hug. No,
10 years.
Because
3 years.
She's asking.
3 years.
Because she wants to know when she can come back.
Yeah. She come back or back. No,
not in 3 years, bro.
Not loyal.
Nah. In 3 years, never.
In 3 years, okay.
Nah, never.
She wants to know how long.
No,
she can pretend to be.
Arsenal in 3 years.
We'll be top three.
Arsenal in 3 years.
No, but honestly speaking, guys,
we are all laughing because we're talking about Manchester United and their, I guess, the expected time of arrival back to where they feel they belong. He's saying 3 years is how long it's going to take. You're saying 10 years. Babalu is also saying like a long time. But it seems like UEFA, at the very least, are saying, no, as in United, because you are a great club, not even a big club, you're a great club, we might give you a back door. Because it has now been confirmed that as of 2024, 36 teams are going to be taking part in the competition proper. And that's a very good question. Why? But it seems like they're saying, I say they being UEFA, to the likes of United, to the likes of AC Milan, Inter perhaps as well, teams who've teams who are great on the continent of Europe but maybe haven't been performing as well as they would like in the last, let's say, 10 years. That like they're saying this is an opportunity for you to just focus on playing in your leagues. Do what you want to do. At the end of the day, whether you finish fifth or not, or in the top four, you'll still be playing Champions League football. It sounds like a Super League light. Am I right? Am I wrong?
And I feel like UEFA is trying to bring, you know, all these smaller Yana tournaments or make more games. And I think also it was a conversation again not so long ago that they want to play Euros every other year. You know, World Cup in 2 years. So I think they're just pushing to have too many games in between. And I think by having too many competition in between, our leagues or the competitiveness that we have in the EPL has got to deteriorate at some point. Because now you've got too many games to play. You don't have no time to recover as players. You also have national team duties as well. So I don't see the necessity of teams being given a backdoor, you know, because now there's no more fighting for the top three, top four. So you can still qualify top five, man. So Europa, man, you qualify within what? Number six, seven?
Six, seven, eight?
So now they're coming back to South Africa. We're top eight now. It's everything. We don't want that. We're enjoying the top four where you want to get to the Champions League spot. So I think UEFA and they're just trying to put too many games in between.
That's been the conversation, though. We'll see. It seems like FIFA, UEFA, all these guys, they're trying to change something that doesn't really need changing. You look at the World Cup and how many teams as of the 2026 World Cup are going to be at the World Cup. Like, is it taking away from the novelty of the Champions League, of the World Cup as well?
I honestly agree with what Donna is saying, because at the end of the day, you want that level of competitiveness, but that level of competitiveness goes away if there's too many games that are happening. And whether you like it or not, when you have too many games as well, there's only so much football that people can watch.
That's very true.
So it gets to a point where it becomes exhausting even for me as a supporter to be like, okay, every second day I'm watching my team play. So you get to that point where you're like, I'm sitting down.
Is it not ironic that this sounds exactly like you mentioned Super League stuff? The expansion of teams, the away goal rule, and the amount of football, who's playing. It literally sounds like it's the same, but they just put it on a different cover.
And I also saw something that FIFA was considering shortening the length of matches the game, as well. So instead of 90 minutes,
I think they wanted something like 80. Three periods of 30 minutes each.
No, they didn't do that in the juniors, guys.
so wait,
under 10s, fine.
They want 30 minutes, 30 minutes, 30 minutes.
Football, as we know it, is football. Actually just going through.
It is going to change.
But I think if you give the opportunity for your people that have placed 5th and 6th, that's greater upsets for the people on top. Because you see most, you know, an example where, Man United lost 4-0. That was an upset from a lower ranked team. So you would
team too.
Eventually get those type of you know, games taking place if you extend it to 36.
But here's the thing, I feel like when you have way too many games to play, it also makes things difficult for the lower ranked teams, because that means they then struggle even more.
Squad depth already comes into question.
Do you get what I mean? You're already struggling
very
now.
Good point.
So now if I have to add on more games, that means I need to reinforce my squad. Do I have the funds to be able to do that? So it just complicates everything and just makes the so-called successful teams, you know, open up that gap.
That gap,
And as well, I mean, look, at the end of the day, the Champions League is called the Champions League because it has always been the
dream. For a reason.
You know what I mean?
Now, if number six, we're league, then we must change the name.
to
something else.
Siyazama League or something.
It can't be Champions League. Well, yeah. Nabo Wolves, Sedan, nine. Because now you finish in sixth, then you're there.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, like, we love Champions League because we get to see the best of the best in the whole world. And they're competing against each other. Because now you also, it's interesting because the competition there is very tough.
Yeah.
Mm. We don't know what's going to happen.
City knows very well.
Where's your team?
Okay, but wait. Having said that, though, Donna, are watching these teams compete, the best of the best, right? At the same time, one could argue that in the group stages, the not so great teams will always be filtered out anyway.
Yeah, true.
So by the time we get to the knockout stages, then the creme de la creme.
They're there.
Okay, that's a fair point. But I guess it just means you would have played, what, maybe 3-4 more games before you get to those knockout stages.
Yeah.
But then also it means, as a fan, I'll probably only start watching from the knockout stages.
So let's just keep it to the Fantastic Four. Let's talk about six.
As a fan.
As a fan.
Leave it.
Storm.
Okay.
Okay. I am
okay,
just
so
saying.
I guess, we are also just as, I guess, undecided as everyone else around the world when it comes to this. 36 teams, we'll see what happens.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Siyazama League.
Sisonke. But okay, cool. We are going to wrap this one up. You need to get your drink when you come back. It's Super Picks.
This weekend, predict the scores of 6 soccer matches, and you could win 1 million rand for free. What's more, even if you miss the jackpot, there is still a guaranteed 30,000 rand for the player with the closest predictions each week. So, could that be you? Visit www.superpicks.com today and start predicting. Super Picks. Play for free. Win for real.
It's that time of the show where we have to get into Super Picks. Before we ask Babala to take us through exactly what we can expect for this week as far as the picks are concerned, let's have a listen to what Cooks had to say as he takes us through exactly what you need to do to win 1 million rand.
I will be taking questions at this time and I'd like to read a statement, so please bear with me. As you can tell, the last couple of weeks of Super Picks have been great for me. One, I'm not a millionaire. And two, my teams have let me down. I've come to this decision that, and it's been a tough one. Don't let my lack of emotions fool you. I'm devastated. I will no longer be making decisions based off heart. The memories my clubs have given me and the joy, I'm only going to leave them as memories. So if you've seen me picking Sundowns to be Chiefs, Chelsea to lose, or Arsenal to win a couple of games, please mind your business. I'm trying to win a million rand. The focus now has shifted from trying to win the million rand through heart and memories with good sides. From now on, the focus is just winning a million rand. So I ask again, if you see picking a rival team, please mind your business. Thank you, guys. That's it from me.
Cooks is bad.
Thank you. Thank you to Cooks for actually reminding us that this game is not, it's not all fun and games.
It's not.
If you're going to put some heart in your Super Picks, you're not going to win nothing.
You're
not going to win nothing. But, okay, so if we do want to be a millionaire, Babs, what do we have to do?
Yes, so all you have to do is go on to www.superpicks.com and predict 6 soccer matches. And you have to be accurate, I mean, for you to win that 1 million rand. And if you aren't accurate, and you do get the opportunity to get 30,000 rand guaranteed if your predictions are close to the accurate predictions. So we have already given away like 280,000 already.
That tells me that no one has been a
See, Sevin's hot in our prediction.
For sure, say Cooks was not part of that money. For sure.
Myself too. I had to forfeit. I mean, Arsenal. I was voting against Arsenal, and I had to make sure. Put my pride aside. But yes, you know, predict 6 soccer matches. You get 1 million rand if you get them accurate. 30,000 guaranteed if you have the closer predictions.
And just to again remind everyone, it's the scores that you need to predict.
The actual scores.
Yeah.
Don't focus on the teams. No. Predict the score.
The scores. Okay.
And yeah, maybe it could be you. I'm joking. Maybe.
No, no, no. I mean, if you're a millionaire, I'll come back to work and just ginbuga and it's buga lo. Udla makinati. I got only millionaire.
Chips.
Okay. Let's quickly put it into practice, Babs. We're gonna start with you.
Which game are you going to predict here? Very quickly.
Okay, I'm obviously going to go for Man City and West Ham.
Mm-hmm.
West Ham has been flunking their games. Mm. I think Man City has the opportunity to pull another 5-0.
I was waiting.
So you're going 5-0 again?
We do. Why not? We almost done. I think we have 3 more games left.
Yeah. Yeah.
So why not? We have to secure that first spot. So 5-0 is my prediction.
No. And again. Okay. She keeps saying we. I'm like, next.
Yeah, like, who's we?
Who are you we?
Allow her. Allow her. Okay, important. She's going 5-0 for City.
Yeah.
Who are you going with? Who
I'm going with the interesting battle of the not so good teams, Watford and Leicester. What both of them have been doing absolutely dismally so far. So I'm predicting a draw. I think it'll be 1-1.
Even though Watford have been relegated already.
Yeah, I think they still got
Leicester probably proper reform.
Tempo, I Tempo.
Sorry.
Yeah. But both of them are actually out of form. Both of them are out of form. So okay, if so anything, 1-1.
1-1 draw. Yeah. Okay, Temba, which game are you predicting?
I'm doing Tottenham Hotspur and Burnley.
Uh-huh.
I'm going for a for sure win for Tottenham because they still harboring hope against all hope that they'll make it in the top four. Mm-hmm. They've been in good form as well. They won the last game. So
they're playing Burnley, Joe.
Yeah, no. I'm trying to hype it up, bro.
Score.
I'm going 3-1.
3-1.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay. For Spurs.
Yeah.
Donna, the big game of the weekend, man.
Yeah.
The big one. The big one.
Look, I'll go for Sekukune to win this game.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
Based on?
I think Donna needs water.
Based on?
Yeah.
I don't know more now.
No. Let me qualify my statement.
Qualify it, Don.
I think the game against Sundowns, I think Kaizer Chiefs played very well. I think it took a lot from them. But then it's one
when
of those games.
When you say took a lot from them, it's like they're so tired.
No, but I'm going to emotionally, because of, you need to understand, you got off on it was.
Wow.
That takes a whole lot of work to do that. But I think also because of the emotions of the game, Kaizer Chiefs had to be hyped up emotionally for them to actually get those type of results. So therefore, they need motivation to play well. They don't have any motivation to play against.
Yeah, like score. Even for God, they just supposed to be a pick.
Sneaky score.
Eh?
Sneaky score.
1-0.
To Skukun.
To Coach McDonald.
Do you think they want to push for second place?
Do they want to play in the Champions League?
But can they play in the Champions League?
Okay, guys,
do they have the capability to play in the
Champions?
Do they have the depth? Do they have the depth?
I've got the honor of predicting
one. The actual big one.
The actual big one.
Two games. I'll start with the FA Cup final.
Yeah.
Chelsea, Liverpool. I think this is going Liverpool's way. I'm sorry. I know. Our producer is excited right now, but no, I'm going.
You just
want
to come
way.
Back next week, so that you can super cheap again.
Sorry,
you just want
to
come.
Yeah,
back
he just wants to try to secure his spot for Super Cheap.
Why would you do that?
But okay, Liverpool's going to win this one by 2-1. I think they are at the moment.
This is you,
Chelsea.
This is you, bro.
La. I think Chelsea at the moment are just waiting to finish the season and secure the top four spot. But Liverpool are going to take this one. And then the other one, I'm going Atalanta 2-1 to Liverpool. Okay. The other one is AC Milan and Atalanta in Serie A. AC Milan going for the Scudetto. They are currently 2 points clear of Inter. So I'm going to go for a 3-1 victory for AC Milan. And for them to actually go
on Chelsea fan
and win the title.
Liverpool fair now.
No, I think you know what I have because I saw the last time they met together, they drew 2-2. I definitely think this one's going to be 1-1 and then maybe go
penalties,
extra time or
which,
penalties.
Which one?
The FA Cup. It won't be. Okay.
South Africa, you see it. South Africa, you see it.
Right. Mfuna ba go extra time. Mosala no Sadio Mane balimali.
That's not how you want to win the league, though.
Who? No, I mean, I'm calling for a Champions League final.
Champions League final. Okay, all right. Okay. So, just to remind you, Mabalo and I have got a bet on the table.
Yeah, yeah.
He says it's going to be 1-1, going to extra time.
Can
I say Liverpool are going to win outright. Okay.
2-1.
Okay.
What's on the table, though?
Yeah.
Bottle of?
Mnyezi.
Amsele Nalwazi.
a bottle of a full tank of petrol.
Okay,
a full tank. A full tank of petrol.
Oh, please, can you not start with a full tank?
We are there. We are there already.
For my full tank of petrol.
They didn't give you petrol.
Oh, 95
bro.
Unleaded.
Again, I'm on my B12. Who's gonna put petrol on B12?
Okay, that is actually how we wrap up the show. Temba. Okay, just remember that we are on Spotify. We are available on a lot of other platforms as well. We're available on the SuperSport podcast platform and Spaces. Remember?
Every single Monday at 8 o'clock.
Yeah. By host
and Lerato and Lerato Pajo.
Who's the host there?
Imposto. Imposto hostess with the mostest.
Fun boy.
Clearly, I'm a good guest.
Masheling as fun.
Are you not booked this time again?
Thank you very much, Mafetsu.
Trarara.
Cheers. That is how we wrap up another show of Super True. Cheers.
Biggie Smalls.
With the ultimate sports app from SuperSport, you can find whatever you're looking for, because we've got you covered.
Brilliant! Just brilliant!
And you can then watch it again and again. Download the SuperSport app.